The price of petrol and diesel is going up from midnight tonight by 4 cents on a litre of petrol, 3 cents to a litre of diesel, and 1.5 cents to green diesel. It's the final phase of a reversal of a cut on excise duty 2 years ago when fuel prices soared after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Our reporter Peter O'Connell asked motorists in Limerick City about the rising prices at the pumps.
It's constantly going up. It's never going low. Never stays the same. I mean, something's got to give, like.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Because I'm only young, like, so it's way harder trying to make money and trying to pay for my insurance is over 4 grand and then I'm trying to pay for diesel as well. It's very bad.
Of course that affects you. You know what I mean? It's affecting all of us. Anyone who drives a car, a bike or a van or, you know, commercially even. Do you know what I mean? So it will affect everyone across the board, you know that.
So the price of diesel going up from midnight tonight by 3 cents and petrol by 4. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not aware of it, but stupid anyway. Why you put it all up? For what? Should they bring in electric cars? What are they good for? They're good for that. We need petrol. We need the diesel.
People in Limerick City with our reporter Peter O'Connell, the chief executive of Freight Transport Association of Ireland, Aidan Flynn, is with us. Aidan Flynn, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What's this going to mean for your members?
Oh, look, the increase is expected, obviously, but it's not what we want. I mean, to put it in context, fuel accounts for 41% of operational costs for commercial heavy goods vehicles. And a 3 cent increase on diesel will add around €1,200 per annum per cost per truck. So if you've a small fleet of 10 trucks, for instance, a turnover of €1 million, you're operating on a profit margin of around 5%. That's reducing your profit from 50,000 a year down to 38,000 a year. It's very, very significant.
But it is the unwinding of a cut, a slow one too, brought in to alleviate rising costs at the time.
No, exactly. I mean, in fairness, there was a huge spike in fuel back in 2022, obviously as a consequence of Russia invading the Ukraine. There was a lot of issues around fuel security and the costs obviously spiked. So we knew what goes up, you know, what was given had to be taken back. But unfortunately, when it comes to the price of fuel, when you're looking at the cost of a barrel of oil, the price goes up at the pump very quickly, but it's very, very slow to come down. And that's the real challenge here for us. I think there's an opportunity now, and we'd be appealing to the Minister for Finance, who's recently graduated as a Minister of State at the Department of Transport with special responsibility for international trade and logistics. So he's acutely aware of the challenges of the freight distribution sector. To reform tax from a commercial perspective, our reliance on diesel is there into the future. And when you look at a carbon tax as an example, the trajectory of carbon tax is to be around 70 cents a litre by 2050. So if this increase in excise wasn't put back in now, it would be put back in at another stage. But we're saying now's the time to review that and start looking to protect the competitiveness and business viability of all who are reliant on commercial fleets.
Is an end in sight at all to the use of diesel by your industry?
Look, I think there's ambition certainly within membership of the Freight Transport Association, ambition to transition to alternative fuels. And we've many members now who are not just buying, say, biomethane gas trucks, but electric trucks. And there's a keen interest in HVO, hydrotreated vegetable oil. But that's another area that needs to be dealt with from a tax perspective. And certainly the excise duty on HVO needs to be looked at because it's, you know, as high as it is for diesel. But HVO is around 20% premium on the cost of diesel as well. So if the government are serious about transitioning to alternative fuels and getting on that journey to zero emissions, now's the time to really look at the taxation and the supports available to help with that transition. But the reality is the Climate Action Plan 2024 sets out an ambition to have 3,500 low-emitting heavy goods vehicles by 2030. We've around 200 at the minute. So it's going to be nigh impossible to be meeting those targets. But that's not to say the industry doesn't have ambition to change. Okay. We do.
Aidan Flynn, Chief Executive of Freight Transport Association Ireland. Thank you.